Warsaw, WRSW 1480 AM and W259 BJ 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana. This broadcast is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw on 99.7 FM, 1480 AM at newsnowwarsaw.com and on the 1480 News Now app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports and Hall of Famer, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you and yours. It's going to be another beautiful day today. Looks like we're going to escape the rain for another Saturday, which is a good thing. Tigers with a very impressive win last night as they beat the Mishawaka K-Men 43-7 last night at Fisher Field. They're 3-0 at home this season, now 4-0 at overall and 2-0 in league play. Other scores, Northwood holds off Plymouth 31-24. Northridge blows out Wauwatosa 64-6. And Concord beat Goshen 44-3. So the conference standings at the moment, you have Warsaw, Northridge, and Concord all 2-0. Mishawaka and Northwood are 1-1. Goshen, Plymouth, and Wauwatosa are 0-2. In other scores, Bremen beat LaVille 49-7. Jimtown beat Glenn 20-13. Tippecanoe Valley with a miraculous comeback. They beat Knox 21-18. Cass beat Manchester 34-14. Oconoqua beat Whitco 57-6. Northfield beat Southwood 52-18. Northwestern beat Peru 40-26. And Rochester beat Clinton Prairie 56-26. It was North Judson over North Miami 46-0. Pioneer beat Caston 35-7. Triton gets their first win of the year. They beat South Central 37-6. It was Columbia City over Huntington North 34-31. Cherubusco beat Prairie Heights 26-21. Eastside beat Fremont 42-13. Fairfield beat Lakeland 35-14. West Noble beat Central Noble 63-0. Elkhart beat Riley 46-18. Penn shut out Washington 57-0, and St. Joe beat Mishawaka Marion 44-9. Again, the Tigers were winners last night in a big way. They beat Mishawaka 43-7. We'll talk with Bart Curtis and the players that he brought with him. Coming up next, here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hi, this is Mike Bergen with Beacon Point Advisors, formerly Aldifer Bergen & Company. Are you ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether it's a strong opening drive or a last-second two-minute drill, you need a plan that works when it matters most. From building your strategy to protecting what you've earned to finishing strong in retirement. Don't fumble your future. Let us help build your financial game plan today. Contact us at 122 West Market Street in Warsaw and online at aldiferbergen.com.
Unfortunately, the end of the boating season is coming sooner than any of us wants. Be ready to go next spring by visiting Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all off-season boating services, indoor, safe, and clean boat stores, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Repower your boat by replacing or upgrading its engine. Splendor Boats can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing the flooring or redoing your boat's furniture and canvas top. And don't forget to check out their current inventory of South Bay and Angler Quest pontoons or a custom-built catamaran deck boat. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Hello, this is John Warren with Crossroads Bank. If you're dreaming about owning your first home but aren't sure where to begin, start with Crossroads Bank. Our community banking team will help you set goals, learn about financing options, and figure out how much house you can afford. Get in touch with us today here in Warsaw, Syracuse, South Whitley, Columbus City, North Manchester, Wabash, and Peru. Crossroads Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. Crossroads
Bank. When it comes to keeping your home comfortable all year round, don't settle for average. Go with the flow. Find out why Flotek Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical was named the Bryant Heating and Cooling National Dealer of the Year. Elite customer service, expert installation, a commitment to doing whatever it takes. This month, get a full HVAC tune-up for just $59 or receive a smart thermostat with any furnace installation and $50 off any repair. Award-winning comfort is just a call or click away. Go with the flow. Flotek Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical today.
And there's the whistle and the run-up. And it's a high, very short kick. It's going to land inbounds, and it stays inbounds. And Warsaw fights for it, and I think Warsaw got it. They did! They did! Warsaw recovered. Hurt gets the whistle. He will walk up to it, and he'll punch it down the field, and this will be Tucker Reed from the 8-yard line. Near side 10, 15, 20, dancing to 25, 30, through the hole, 40, 45, 50. Afterburners are on. The Red Rocket is out of here. Touchdown, Tigers. From the 38, Mark Haynes in the offense. Play action fake. Got a man wide open. It's Reed at the 20, at the 15, at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Coach is just rolling in here, but he brought the biscuits and gravy with it, which was a nice touch. So, great win last night for your guys, Coach. Congratulations on a complete win. That was by far the best game on all three phases of the ball that you guys have played this season.
We played probably up to this point as well as we have all year. A lot of good things. A lot of things we still need to clean up. But, overall, very pleased with how our kids executed for the most part. I thought defensively we were as good as we've been. Knowing what it was that they were getting into, and as you and I talked throughout the week, you know, how difficult and dangerous that can be. To try and defend. And one of our keys to trying to come out on top was, A, can we defend what they do and what we do? And B, can we execute against their defense, which we knew would be, you know, their defensive line is probably the strongest part of their defense. Could we execute, maintain drives, and, you know, put some points on the board? So, you know, both those things happened. We also thought it was important for us to not give them any possessions, although I do believe we punted twice.
Yeah.
And did they punt twice or once?
Yes, they
did. Okay. So both teams punted twice, so those two canceled out each other. We had some great kicking game plays as well, which I thought were huge and kind of set the tempo for the game, particularly early.
Well, you have an 8-minute and 18-second drive to start the game. You get three out of it.
We did.
And then you've been working on this pooch kick.
We have.
With John for a while. It's a hard kick.
It is.
Because you're asking a guy to land the ball and not have it go out of bounds.
That's ideal.
And he did it perfectly last night. And everybody on the other end did it perfectly also.
And a couple times, you know, occasionally it's going to go out of bounds, but you know, we want to put the returner to that side in a position where he has to make a decision. Do I let the ball go out of bounds or do I field it? Because if I let it go out of bounds and it doesn't, it's a live ball. And you know, Jack Bradford made one of the premier plays that I've seen, and we work on that. You've heard me scream it 1,000 times. Keep the ball in play.
Yeah.
Knock the thing back in if you can't recover it. And there's a shot of him doing that, I think, on the front page of the paper, if I'm not mistaken, of him timing that up, sprinting his happy tail down there and knocking it back into Clayton Dice, who recovered it, immediately handed it to the official, and ran off the field. So it was you know, after going up 3-0 on a nice 30-yard field goal by John, it was nice to get the ball back. And then I think we scored shortly after that to make it 9-0.
Yes, Mark Haynes on the touchdown run. And that leads us to talk about Mark, who got his first start as a Tiger varsity quarterback last night. And I'm not sure it could have gone better. He has struggled, I know, in watching him with his footwork and getting everything coordinated. But last night, he had it all going on.
And it was kind of interesting because we really weren't sure till like Tuesday he started taking and he's taken a set here and there throughout practice. But Tuesday he started taking the majority of the reps, and then Wednesday he took almost all the team reps, and I don't think he was down on defense hardly at all, but really came out and executed well. You know, obviously put some nice touch on two footballs to Tucker Reed down the left seam. One was a wheel route, one was a seam. So, yeah, if you could write a script on how you would want it to go for a flexbone quarterback, I would say that he checked all the boxes last night. You know, 2 for 2, passing, managed the offense well, even checked out, you know, took a couple quarterback sneaks on his own. One of them worked out, one of them didn't. So, yeah, we were really pleased with how Mark played last night.
And the running part of the offense, I thought he did a good job with, too, decision-making-wise.
Yeah, he did. And one of the things that you and I talked about was not turning the football over. And, you know, easier said than done. Easy to put down on paper is one of the keys to winning. But when the bullets start flying and there's 21 other bodies out there poking and prodding and knocking you around and putting their helmet on the ball and all those things that come with football, sometimes that's tough not to do. And I don't think we turned it over last night.
No turnovers. Put the ball on the ground twice.
We did.
One of them turned into a first down as the way it worked out. And the other, Harmon jumped on that one too and was able to keep the possession and save an opportunity for you guys to score.
And that was huge to not give them extra possessions. But, you know, really, really pleased with the overall performance and outcome. We're going to have to play better, obviously, each week. And, you know, that's our goal. I can't say enough about how we defended their version of this offense, particularly after last year, you know, getting bludgeoned and gouged play after play after play after play. You know, our thought was if they're going to get us, they're going to get us with somebody other than 10-2. And you know, they did get us a couple times. You know, they had some long runs when they got the ball in the perimeter. We were outnumbered. But really proud of our defensive kids and executing the game plan that our defensive staff put in place for the week.
You held them to 236 yards of total offense, and 132 of that came on two running plays. So that's less than 100 yards the rest of the game. Against that offense, you'll live with that all day.
We will. Particularly with the idea that, you know, the 4 and 5 yard plays that they make a living on were really 1 and 2 yard plays, which pushed them into situations where now they had to do something left-handed a little different, things that they're not, because they have a set identity, and we kind of push them out of that identity. I mean, you notice they got into the shotgun.
Yeah.
And ran some of that power read and QB counter and things of that nature, which is obviously right where we want them to be. Is if we can get a team to do things that they're not necessarily as their mantra. And we were able to do that last night. And I knew they'd been working on it. They showed it on film. And Keith and I had had some discussions over the summer when he was toying with it and even into the spring. So we knew it was something that they wanted to make part of their package. And you know, I respect that for them feeling like this is what we need to do to complement the Flexbone. It doesn't mean they're kicked out of the Wishbone Coalition yet. It doesn't mean that, you know, they're, when you think Mishawaka, you still think fullback, quarterback, Flexbone type team. We thought if we can get them into the shotgun, that would be big for us, and it was.
Yeah, and you absolutely did that. And this is two games in a row now that the longer the game goes, your defensive line begins to have more of an impact in the game. Your rotation there, it's not just the three starting guys. There's five, six guys that you're running in there, and they are all having an impact on the game.
They are, and they play particularly well against a team that wants to scoop you and cut you and play low. And in the past, we've kind of just given up one for one or tried to take two for one by, you know, cutting or diving at their legs and taking ourselves out of the play as a defensive lineman to protect our linebackers. And we felt like it was important that we needed to be able to play on our feet, still with flat backs, still with good pad level. But we felt it was vital that Grady, Brody, Dewey, Jackson Hershberger, whoever it was that was in there, had the opportunity to drive the hip down, read the block, drive the hip down, and be able to make some plays. And we did that. They were disruptive is a word I would use for our front three last night.
And you got to give the secondary some credit, because when we threw two passes last night, they were completed, and they were completely fooled by that. Some really smart, experienced football players got caught up in trying to stop the run, and Tucker ran past them, and Mark threw him the ball. That did not happen with your secondary. Your guys were ready when they threw the football. And they completed one pass for 7 yards, and the other one was a fourth down play, and there was nobody open.
I played corner in seventh grade. Not well, I might add. But one of the things that I remember was, instead of looking at the key that the coach had told us to look at, or me to look at, looking into the backfield and trying to diagnose a play. And I think that's what happened with their corner. You know, we look for that. We've got guys who watch their corners. We got guys who watch their safety. We get guys who watch front side backers, backside backers, point of attack. And I thought that our offensive staff called both those plays right at the right time, because play after play after play, guy goes in motion, fullback's going away. Hey, I better get into my pursuit angle. And you kind of, it's easy for a high school kid to lose track of the eligible receivers to their side. And then that did happen.
Much better tackling last night. There were still some missed tackles, but I thought the tackling was much better. And about the only other thing, Coach, you could complain about are extra points, snaps, and holds. That's become kind of an issue for this football team right now.
I'm not pausing. I'm chewing up my ham here.
Yes.
We need to be able to convert one-point PATs. And if not, then we need to go for two and hope we get half of them. I have no doubt that all areas on the PAT will get better. And we've got a veteran snapper, we've got a veteran holder, and we've got a veteran kicker, okay? And we're actually protecting pretty well. So we've got to get all three phases of that down, the snap, the hold, the kick, the protection. I guess that's four things. And, you know, we did that on the field goal. We did that on two of our four other extra points, or three of our five other extra points.
Three.
How many did we kick?
Five.
We attempted five, made three.
Yes.
Okay, never did go for two. And then we had
no.
Then we had a triple at the beginning with the field goal. So, yeah, I'm not as concerned as maybe you are about that phase. I think that it will work itself out.
And let's mention that you have two kickers, too. And the other one got to get into the game last night.
Yeah.
And he was the punter last year, but Conley won that job, and he certainly has proven that he's earned that job with two good punts last night. But Fisher was ready when his opportunity
came
last
night. No doubt
about
it. And I don't feel like we have a one and a two. I feel like we have a one and a 1A. Those guys come out every day. They work their trade. There's competition between the two, but it's healthy competition. They root for each other.
Yeah, they do.
That to me is the coolest thing. John couldn't wait for Fisher to go out and hit his PAT, and then Fisher kicked off after that. I feel comfortable and confident using either or both.
Yeah. Great win last night. And now you have a stretch of games where you're going to be favored. And the first one is the W game against Wawasee next week in Syracuse. And that is always a fun atmosphere. And it's going to be this week about focus and keeping guys on the level and making sure that they are pointed in the right direction.
I'm just a guy to do that, I believe.
I think you are.
One of the things I explained to the children is we are better than I believe we are, but far worse than what they believe or their parents believe. Somewhere in between, reality lies. Okay, and it's important to block out the noise and not start patting each other on the back and reading press clippings or making goofy videos of ourselves or whatever. You know, the focus is Warsaw today, Monday. You know, celebrate for 24 hours, mourn for 24 hours when it comes to winning and losing. But I think that we'll find that level keel. We will right the wrongs. Hopefully take the things that went well and even escalate them a little higher. And you do that with daily repetition, attention to detail. All those things add up for improvement. Improvement doesn't just happen, and excellence doesn't just happen. It is a small series of inglorious or unglorious. Which is it, unglorious?
I would say inglorious.
Wasn't there a movie that started with that?
Yeah, there was. We can't say the other
one. Inglorious preparation and day-to-day repetitions that lead to the outcomes that the people pay $7 a night to watch us on Friday see. So hopefully we'll provide some entertainment next Friday.
Who's with you today?
I got three young men here. I'm going to go numerically. Number 39, Hayden Farmer. He jumped back. He was supposed to be here last week, but I'll let him tell what happened. I've got number 47, Micah Kohler, and number 53, Zach Reniker.
We get to talk about long snapping.
We do.
And nicknames. We get to talk about nicknames too. So that's coming up. They've been fed by the diner this morning. They brought him biscuits and gravy and Coach's big ham steak, and they have enjoyed that very, very much. When we come back, we'll talk with the guys here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
When it comes to internet, local service matters. Surf delivers fiber optic internet directly to your home, giving you a fast, reliable connection for streaming, gaming, working, and more. Backed by a local team, we're committed to keeping you connected to what matters most. Internet plans start at just $30 per month and include all-in pricing, a free Eero Wi-Fi router, and free installation. Visit surfinternet.com today and lock in your low price. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems' all-star team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Hi, I'm Bailey Ness.
And I'm Judy Ness, and we're celebrating a big milestone at Carpet Depot, 30 years in business.
To celebrate, we're having our anniversary sale with special pricing on carpet, luxury vinyl planks, cabinets, and countertops.
Whether you're updating one room or a full remodel, come see us and take advantage of these anniversary specials.
But hurry, the sale ends September 19th.
Come celebrate 30 years with us at Carpet Depot in Winona Lake.
Carpet Depot, more than a flooring store.
Picture this. You're at the Warsaw Community High School football game. The stands are buzzing, faces painted, and the energy is electric. And guess what? SIM is making a play of its own. They're covering the cost of all sports passes for every student. So pack those stands, unleash your inner tiger, and get ready to roar in the SIM zone. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, SIM is your home team for financial planning and investing. Visit SIM.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JVC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, Mike, let's talk about being a split end on this football team. This is a very, as Coach would say, inglorious job. What made you different than the other guys you were competing with for these jobs, the jobs of split ends, in the summer?
I feel like I've put in a little more work and just tried to strive to be the better one and be on top.
Okay, so go into detail on that. How do you work on that? Because it's not like running routes and catching passes or taking handoffs. It's blocking, and that's hard to practice during the off season. How did you do that?
I've talked to Coach Duncan a lot and asked him a lot of questions and watched some videos on how, like, to get my hips through on blocks and not fully extend to stick on the blocks.
I ask kids a lot about what it's like when they're throwing a pass to you and the ball is in the air and you know it's come to you, or when they call a play and you know you're going to get it on that particular play. When you know that they're going to run Tucker to your side, for example, and there's a chance you could score, what's it like right before the snap of the ball? Are you nervous?
I personally have a giant adrenaline rush. I like blocking on the outside, sealing the edge. And it's just, I don't know. It's, I don't know. I'm not very nervous, but it's just like a routine thing for me.
What was it like last night as you got into the late stages of that game, knowing that one of the big games of the conference season was going to be a big win for your team? That had to be pretty good down on that sideline.
It felt really good. Like, when we were able to put in our JV, that's when we knew we did our jobs.
Talk about the younger guys. Now that you're a senior, which, again, is in my mind, is still really hard to believe, but because I've known you for quite a while, what's it like working with the younger kids and trying to help them understand what you do and what they're going to have to do when you graduate?
It's tough, but it's also rewarding when you get to see them figure it out and do their assignments.
Tell us about your parents, or brothers and sisters, and where you live.
I live with my mom and dad, my older brother.
What are your mom and dad's names?
Todd and Jennifer Kohler.
Okay.
And then I have a twin sister, and then we recently just adopted two 2-year-olds.
Yeah. Pretty exciting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So how is everybody sleeping at your house? Good?
Yep. A lot of room.
That's good. You have a big house. What do you want to do when you graduate?
When I graduate, I'm still undecided about college, but I want to later on become a conservation officer.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I've always loved the outdoors and camping and seeing, like, the DNRs and conservation officers do things throughout the campgrounds really impacted me.
Really? So that's a fun thing to think about. What makes you want to act out on that? Right? Because there are a lot of people that have fun things they would like to do. That for you sounds like a fun thing, but that's a really serious job. How do you get from where you are right now at 17, 18 years old to where you want to be, and you get to be a law enforcement officer out in the wild?
So when I'm 21, I can go to the police academy, and then through there, I can go into deeper, like into conservation. And then I go to, or I get stationed somewhere, and then so on.
What's the hardest class you're taking right now?
I would say probably my agribusiness capstone class.
Why, and why is that?
It teaches me a lot about like future life, and right now we're learning about like supply and demand.
Yeah.
And just econ. But
and who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
I hang out with like Drew Robinson, a lot of my friends from football. And there's a couple friends that are out of football, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hayden, talk about the defense. Talk about this group. It was a rough first 2 weeks, and yet you guys won. And then last week you made some big plays at the right times to help the team win. Last night, a dominating performance. Talk about how this defense has gotten better.
I feel like we all started bonding more. Like we started to become more of like a true family, not just like players on the field. We all keep getting closer every day and every minute through practices, through just conversations or like team meals and stuff like that. We all just keep bonding and getting closer together and working together, knowing each other better to perform better out on the field.
But talk about what Grady Nelson being back means to this defense.
It's a big change. I mean, when we've heard the news that like he was gonna be out for baseball, like we were all kind of sad about it, but hearing him coming back and stuff like that, it brought us like a lot of joy, I would say. And him being back on the field with us, he's made an impact. I mean, even last night, me being next to him in some of those plays, he was making a big impact, and it was fun.
Talk about your linebacker group. This is a group that played a lot of football last year. And what did you guys work on in the summer to try to get better?
So our outside linebacker group, we did a lot during the summer. I mean, I think we worked on a lot of our stances, because some of us are either too high, too low. Working to get our hands out, punching instead of just sitting on a block that's coming to us. We worked a lot of ripping and stuff, like to get off blocks and whatnot, but also just reading the play. And even more recently, we've been adding new things like to keep coming in. Like I think Snyder week, we did denting or wrong arming.
But what's that?
So think about like just almost shoulder into their hip.
Oh.
But if it was a wrong arm, it's the other side. So
okay.
You'd use your other shoulder on the other side of it.
Okay.
Which leads to some good plays. I mean, fills in holes or like even knocking the L lineman into their running back.
Which happened a couple times last night, didn't it?
A lot.
Yeah. What are you good at as a linebacker?
I feel like just reading some of the plays. Last night during our game, we just noticing how they're running, like looking at their tackle as an outside linebacker would tell you a lot. So if they were coming out to you, you're either going to rip inside or rip to the outside if it was going to be like a toss play from them. But yeah.
Tell us about your mom and dad and brothers and sisters and where you live.
So I'm in split household. My dad lives in Fort Wayne, and my mom lives here in Winona Lake. My mom's name is Melissa Robinson, and my dad's Chris Farmer.
Okay. And brothers and sisters?
I have two half-siblings and like a older step-sibling.
Okay. And what do you want to do when you graduate?
I want to get into the trade, maybe even start my own trade business. So I'm either thinking about carpentry, power lineman, or a like electrician.
That's 2 weeks in a row we've had people talking about working on power lines, and that's a really interesting job. What makes you want to think about even doing something like that?
I'm really good with my hands. I mean, over the summer, I got some experience in like the carpentry aspect. I was working for Widman Builders. He's my uncle, and we were building a lot of like adding on to houses and stuff like that, or like putting in kitchens in the Boyer home in Winona for Grace College.
Yeah.
I got a lot of experience from that, and I really enjoyed like my time doing that, like just learning how to like put in the stuff and like just hammer nail. I feel like that's better for me than sitting down on like a computer all day at like a big job, you know, like a big business.
You want to be an active guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. What do you do for hobbies?
I actually cut hair. So on the side, I've been doing that for 2 years. I don't charge anyone because I just like doing it for fun.
How did you get started doing that?
A couple summers ago, I was going to go stay the night at my friend's house, and at the time he had a buzz cut, so he didn't really care how his hair looked like. And I was like, I could give you a better haircut than your last barber, I promise. And he's like, prove it. So we did a haircut. I actually have old pictures of it. It was really bad, but I started getting better at it. And then over time, I bought my own clippers and stuff. And I mean, there's a couple people from the football team I cut, and just some other friends here and there.
I got to say, that might be a first. I don't know that we've ever had a barber on Tiger Talk. That's pretty good. What's the hardest class you're taking right now?
It'd either be my capstone for interior design, or it's prob and stats.
And who's your favorite teacher?
Miss Kincaid in interior design.
Excellent. Okay. All right, Mr. Reniker. So we got lots to talk about here. Let's talk about the long snapping thing, because that is not, people don't let the Labor Day picnic just sit around and practice long snapping. How did you get into doing that?
Don't really for sure know the background. I know my sophomore year, I kind of just started following behind Jaden Hotbegger's footsteps, and I started working with him for a little bit, and then I was always on the away trips going out with Jaden and then James Leiter, the backup at that time, and we'd go out and snap, and then just continued to grow at it and get a little bit better. And then junior year is when I kind of took over that role, and there were some goods, there were some bads. Just, I continued to work, and then she kind of stuck with me ever since.
Can you explain to us how difficult it is to be looking backwards, snapping the ball, and even though there's some protections built in for the long snappers, you still got people with harmful intentions all around you. How difficult is that in that moment when you snap the ball and then to get yourself upright and protect yourself and the team?
Yeah, so definitely it's a little bit difficult. And then just knowing that you have one job, like get the snap back. And I don't really have a lot of like rules, like protection myself, because like you said, there's nobody in front of me to block. So just getting that snap off and then seeing the ball kick, just getting down there, trying to make a tackle is always the rule.
Part of your role in this football team started last year when you became the center. There was an injury and you jumped into that role. What gave you the confidence to be able to step in surrounded by a veteran offensive line and make that adjustment?
Yeah, just knowing that, like, okay, my time is now. Like, none of us knew Christian was going to get hurt. Like, that wasn't on the menu that night. And then coming in at practice, I think it was like a Tuesday, they're like, okay, you're getting snaps. And it was just like an unreal feeling. Like, yeah, we were still pretty young last year. We had a lot of juniors and then one or two seniors, I think, on the O-line. But me going from a lot of JV football to being the long snapper and then just the jumping right into that center role was definitely like okay, let's wake up now. Like, just sticking with that, I feel like kind of just had a big impact on me.
And Reagan Francis gets hurt this year, and they put you in, and I fully expected you to go in, but not at right tackle.
Yes, sir.
You are normally that's reserved for tall guys, and breaking news, this just in, you were not a tall guy.
Yeah.
So how has that worked for you?
I wasn't really expecting that either. It kind of started this summer. I was asked to get a little bit of tackle reps, just knowing that, like, Liam Kennedy, for example, last year, he wasn't the biggest guy, and he was still a tackle, still got a lot of reps, and just staying ready. I know last year, like you had mentioned earlier, me jumping in at center was a little bit of like that. So just knowing that, like, okay, I have to be ready at any time to go in, I feel like doing that center thing last year kind of helped me out, just knowing that it was my time.
Coach has a nickname for you. What is it?
It is Pugsley.
And where did that come from?
It started at the Snyder game last year. We were walking to the bus, and he just asked me if I was going to have good snaps today and called me Pugsley. And at that time, I had no clue what he was talking about. So then I got on the bus, and somebody told me it was from the Addams Family. So I looked up the live-action Addams Family, and sure enough, that's where it came from.
And does it fit?
Yes, sir, it does.
Tell us about...
Signs those documents with that.
No, stop it. Tell us about your parents or brothers and sisters and where you live.
I live with my mom, Megan Reniker, and my dad, Travis Reniker, and then my brother, Jordan Reniker. And we live in Pierston, Indiana, right outside Columbia City. So it's a little bit of a far drive, but it's definitely worth it.
And what are you going to do when you graduate?
I want to be in the pediatric therapy world, specifically occupational therapy.
And why did you choose that?
It kind of started really like a month or two ago, not that long ago. I have the opportunity. I'm interning at Joe's Kids, and I've just really enjoyed my coworkers. I've enjoyed what I'm doing. It's really hands-on. It's just my new hobby that I feel like I want to do when I'm older.
And who's your favorite teacher?
Oh, my favorite teacher probably has to be Miss Foreman.
Okay. And what does she teach?
She teaches my math, quantitative reasoning.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Is that a hard class?
Not as hard as you think it is.
Okay, because it sounds really hard for a simple guy like me who took math 101 in college. So, and who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
I enjoy hanging out with, at least on the football field, Grady Nelson, Brody Hetty, those guys. And then I really enjoy hanging out with my core, like, baseball group, like Rogan Bailey, for example, Mason O'Malley. I'm sure you've heard of those names. Like, those guys I enjoy hanging out with.
Good. Okay, thank you guys for coming in today. They got fed by the diner, the biscuits and gravy, once again today. When we come back, we'll run through all the other scores and schedules for the other Tiger teams on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Ned, what's that you're doing in there?
I'm playing a pinball machine I rented from Murphy Pinball.
Pinball still exists?
Yes, Murphy Pinball has over 25 pinball machines available to rent for any occasion, like birthdays and work events. At murphypinball.com, you can see all the themes like Jaws and Harry Potter.
I'm going to suggest my sister rent one for an upcoming wedding reception.
Make your next event unforgettable. Visit murphypinball.com to see the whole inventory and dates for upcoming tournaments.
Call the Glass Doctor.
It's a 3-2 count, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and the game is on the line. Ace pitcher Johnny never misses on the mound. He checks the runners, gets the sign, winds up, and delivers. Oh no, it's a wild pitch. Look out!
If you find yourself on the wrong end of a fastball, call Glass Doctor of Indiana for any glass issue. Auto, home, commercial, or even a custom piece of glass. Here comes the best pitch. Glass Doctor of Indiana has you covered except your eyeglasses and your water glasses. Call Glass Doctor of Indiana to fix your pain.
Hey, Tiger Nation. Andrew from Bobcat of Warsaw. There's a reason Friday nights in Warsaw mean so much. It's the tradition, the memories, and the pride that comes with wearing the orange and black. The Tigers are ready to write another chapter, and we know what it takes. Preparation, teamwork, and a commitment to be the best. The same decision is what we believe in at Bobcat of Warsaw. Whether it's on your job site, around the farm, or doing a project at home, Bobcat Equipment is built to work as hard as you. We're proud to support Warsaw Tiger football and the community that supports them. Good luck this season to the players, coaches, and all of Tiger Nation.
Booyah!
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. While there are a lot of things that attorneys can do to try to keep you out of court, if you have no other choice but to be in court, you need to have attorneys who know how to fight for you. At Rock Hill Pinnock, we have experience in hundreds of jury trials and literally thousands of hearings before judges across the state. Whether you have a civil dispute with a neighbor, a family law matter, or any other dispute in court, you need to have attorneys that can and will fight for you by your side. For an appointment, call Rock Hill Pinnock at 574-267-6116. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
There's a new face in downtown Warsaw, but a name you've trusted for generations. Introducing the Mike Saunders Agency, your new local home for Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. They've been serving you since 1934. Now Mike and his expert team are right here on Center Street, offering personal service for your life, business, and home. See them today at 106 East Center Street. Visit insurancewithsaunders.com or call 574-267-0048. The Mike Saunders Agency. Let's insurance together.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with girls cross country, who ran at Marion's Chuck Schlemmer Elite Race last week. They took third as a team. In the JV, they had a bunch of personal best performances on their way to their finish. For the varsity, leading the way, Danny Ristrelli again, second overall, 18:54. Matilda Granger just absolutely slaughtered her personal best, 49 seconds faster than she'd ever run it before. Finished 12th overall, second for the Lady Tigers. Freshman Isadora Vega continued her strong season, a 26th place finish and a third spot for Warsaw at 20:46. Just behind her, CC Sheets Holland, who finished with a 28th overall and a personal best of 20:54. Savannah Purdy right on her heels, 29th, and closed out the Tiger scoring at 20:55. For the junior varsity, a 7th place finish and a new personal best for Nico Ewert, 23:02. Greta Loebs led the way for Warsaw with a 22:33, and that helped the Lady Tigers have a really good JV day down at Marion. The boys finished second to Carroll. Carroll with a very strong 31, Warsaw second with 101. Jackson Lehman, 17th overall, 16:44. Eli Swinehart, 20th, 16:53. Luke Vanderby, 21st at 16:57. The girls' golf team had two meets this week. They hosted their invitational at Stonehenge last Saturday. Lake Central won with a score of 323. Warsaw was third with 338. Anya Puthakode, 73. Addie Ayler with an 87. Reese Berner, 95. Vivian Spangle, 83. Brooklyn Whalen with 102. Then the girls competed in a tournament yesterday during the school day at the Pad Fort invite at LaPorte's Beechwood Golf Course. Chesterton won with a score of 329. Warsaw came in ninth with a score of 369. Puthakode, 82. Ayler, 94. Berner, 94. Spangle, 99. And Whalen with a 104. Boys tennis had a couple of meets this week. They lost to Northridge 5-0. And they also lost to Homestead by a score of 5-0. They're now 4-5 overall and 1-2 in conference play. The Unified Flag football team had their first matchup of the year. They beat South Bend Adams 28-26. Thanks to the passing game of Evan Goschert, who delivered one of the big plays of the night on a 30-yard touchdown pass to Johannes Schmidt. It came down to the final possessions of the game. Autumn Columbia got into the act with a gritty gritty possessions on both sides of the ball, and it was just her second game of her career, but she looks like she's going to be a keeper. Anna Seawald and Lillian Jarrett handled the responsibility of snapping the ball perfectly. Mason Anderson had a 55-yard touchdown run. Also, Seawald had a 12-yard touchdown run and extra points to help Warsaw beat Adams 28-26. For soccer, the girls' soccer team had a busy week. They beat Westview last Saturday 3-2. That's the number one team in 2A, and that was their third match in 5 days, so they were understandably pretty tired. First half score came on Amy Escutia with a penalty kick. Evie Pepper scored on a penalty kick in the second half, and then the game-winning goal came from Gracie Bourne with about 5 minutes to go. That put Warsaw at 6-1. The JV played to a scoreless draw. Then the girls played Mishawaka on Tuesday, and they won 12-1 in a match shortened to 60 minutes. Evie Pepper started off with a goal off a corner kick in the first minute of play. She also had 3 assists on the night. Taylor Reynolds found the net with a couple of goals in the 8th and 35th minutes. Escudia with 2 minutes and 41 seconds left to play, scored, assisted by Bella Lara and Lila Williman. And then 6 additional girls scored, Reese Jackson, Williman, Audie Gonzalez, who we know from being a goalie, but she got some time up front, and she was able to score. Hannah Sheeney, Carly Schultz, and Natalie Hepner all scored. And then the girls finished off their week on Thursday with a 4-0 win over Concord to go to 8-1 overall and 5-0 in the conference. Anna Catrice scored in the 19th minute. Escudia with 2 more goals in the 48th and 59th minute. Gracie Bourne wrapped it up in the 52nd minute with an assist from Evie Pepper. The defensive line of Reese Jackson, Evie Pepper, Molly Palladino, and Dee Nelson combined with Avery Forster for their 5th clean sheet, which means they didn't allow any goals on the season. The boys' soccer teams hosted Penn on Saturday. Varsity played to a scoreless draw with the number 14 team in the state. Bennett Wiebe with the shutout as goalkeeper. Varsity at that point was 5-1-1. The junior varsity black team lost to Penn 1-0. The junior varsity orange team beat Penn 1-0 and a goal by Romeo to get the victory. Then the boys took on Mishawaka on Tuesday, and they beat them 13-0. Jonah Caldwell scored. Sam Lara had 3 goals, 2 of them assisted by Grayson Walston, and Diego Rodriguez had the other. And then Anthony scored, assisted by Ethan Crawford. Eli Bell with 2 goals. Ethan Crawford had an assist on that one. Sean Smith scored. Kuba Katule with an assist on that. And Nicholas Soloway set up Samuel Fernandez with a goal. And then Samuel Fala also scored. And then on Thursday night, what an exciting match at the Tiger Soccer Complex. No score till halftime. Ended up being a 3-3 draw with Fort Wayne Lures. Sam Lara scoring all the goals, including the equalizer with about 34 seconds to go. Warsaw now 6-1-2 on the season. The JV won 5-1 over the Knights. Goals for Ben Casey, Zyshawn Terry, Gio Nunez, and 2 for Anthony Noriega. The volleyball team, the JV volleyball team, hosted their invitational last Saturday. Warsaw beat Fort Wayne Southside in 2. They lost to Concordia in 3. They lost to Chesterton in 3. And they also then hosted the varsity and JV teams, hosted Northridge, and that was in the T-Rack because of the deep cleaning that's going on in the Tiger Den. They had to move that down to the T-Rack, and it was Inspiration Night, which was really cool. The varsity beat a really good Northridge team in 3, 25-20, 25-16, 28-26. Reagan Edwards, 19 kills. Harper Setzer with 15. Madison Brannett, back to health. That back feeling much better, had 36 assists. Olivia Rooney with 16 digs. Madison Branham with 4 aces. The JV also defeated Northridge in 2, led by Piper Polk with 16 assists. Chloe Holman and Melina Silvius, each with 8 kills. The freshmen from Northridge beat Warsaw in 2, lead the way for the Lady Tigers. Serena Klingeman with 3 aces, and Tenley Silvius with 2 digs. The JV football team last Saturday rolled to a 24-0 win over Northwood to go to 3-0 on their season and 1-0 in the conference. Mason Silvius with a 9-yard powerful run into the end zone. Keegan Patrick connected with Josiah Bontrager for the 2-point conversion. That put Warsaw up 8-0. Braylon Ellis set the tone defensively with a quarterback sack. Juwan Kennedy recovered a fumble on the ensuing kickoff. The momentum was headed towards Warsaw's side. They pull away for the 24-0 victory. The freshmen on Thursday played hard against Northwood, came up on the wrong end of a 12-6 score. Luke Finley opened the scoring with a 60-yard touchdown run in the first quarter, and the teams were tied at 6 at halftime. Northwood the only touchdown of the game in the second half, and they earned the victory. Starting with today's events, the Warsaw boys tennis team is hosting their invitational at the Tiger Tennis Courts. The varsity volleyball team's playing down in the T-Rack in their invitational. Girls golf is in Plymouth for the Northern Lakes Conference Championship. Boys C-Team soccer is playing at Elkhart against Valparaiso and Elkhart. The girls soccer team is at Lake Central today at 1 and 2:30. And the rugby season opens today at home up on the upper field right there by the marquee in front of the high school at 1 o'clock against Portage. Monday, girls golf will host Manchester at 5, and the Unified Flag football team will host DeKalb at 6:30. Tuesday, boys tennis is home against Wauwatosa at 4:30. Boys JV and varsity soccer is at Northwood at 5 and 6:45. Girls soccer, JV and varsity will host Culver Academy on Tuesday, the JV at 5:45, and the varsity will follow. The boys and girls cross-country teams will be hosting cross-country and the Northern Lakes Conference Round 2 Round Robin event. That will start at 6 o'clock across Logan Street. And the volleyball teams will be home against Columbia City the JV and varsity teams will be home against Columbia City on Tuesday. We believe that they will be able to do that in the Tiger Den. And the freshman volleyball team is taking on Fort Wayne Lures on Tuesday, and that will be in the Career Center Gym. Wednesday, the boys tennis team is at Mishawaka. The varsity and JV the varsity and JV soccer teams are hosting Homestead at 5:30 and 7:15. Unified Flag football is at Northwood at 6:30 on Wednesday, and the boys C team soccer team will host South Bend Adams at 6 o'clock Wednesday. Then Thursday is the girls golf sectional at Stonehenge. Warsaw will be favored to get out of that sectional. We'll see how they do. The boys tennis team is at Northwood. Girls soccer will be at Penn. JV at 5. Varsity will follow. Volleyball will be at Plymouth. All three matches will be at Plymouth. JV and freshman at 5:30. Varsity will follow the JV. And the boys freshman football team will host Mishawaka at 6 o'clock on Thursday. And then Friday, the football team will be at Wauwatosa, 7 o'clock for the W game. We'll have coverage starting at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. We'll come back and finish things up here on News Now Warsaw and Tiger Talk, driven by RAB Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
There are plenty of tigers around Warsaw this fall, but thankfully, these tigers are on the football field. If there were actual tigers roaming around northern Indiana, there's one company we'd call to handle them, Orion Wildlife Solutions. Orion specializes in humane wildlife trapping, removal, and critter-proofing for raccoons, bats, mice, and more. Noises in your walls? Call Orion Wildlife Solutions. Visit OrionWildlifeSolutions.com to keep critters out.
Some of the best things in life are the ones you never expect to find nearby. Piña and coconut brings the warmth and richness of Latin Caribbean cooking right to Warsaw. From jerk chicken to coconut shrimp and sweet plantains, each dish is crafted with authentic island recipes. Dine in, order online, or let us cater your next event. No passport needed, just a craving for something unforgettable. Visit PiñaCoconut.com or stop in to 101 Argonne Road in Warsaw for a great meal today.
You have a lot of reasons to keep moving. Don't let pain slow you down. From workouts to family vacations to busy days, Ortho Northeast, located off US 30 across from Meyer in Warsaw, offers expert care from your neck to your toes and every joint in between. Feel better, move better, live better, starting today. Ortho Northeast in Warsaw, from everyday injuries to the most complex conditions, start your journey toward living your best life at orthone.com. That's orthone.com.
An alarming number of preteens are already drinking alcohol, which makes it urgent to find every opportunity to talk to your kids about the dangers of underage drinking. They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking, SAMHSA.gov. Talk. They hear you. A public service message from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Brought to you by Inspire Indiana, formerly Kosciuszko Cares. Visit inspire-in.org to learn more.
Hello, this is your local H&R Block owner, T.C. Engel in Warsaw. We are much more than just taxes. If you're a small business owner, we have got you covered year-round with payroll, bookkeeping, and smart tax planning to help you keep more of what you earn. No runaround, just local experts who know this community and your business. Whether it's tax time or anytime, count on your locally owned and operated H&R Block. Our offices have merged into one great location in the Walmart Plaza on Walton Boulevard in Warsaw. Real support, real results.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.